Shake Hands Forever by Ruth Rendell. Read by Nigel Anthony. Chapter 1. The woman, standing under the departures board at Victoria Station, had a flat, rectangular body and an iron-hard, rectangular face. A hat of fawn-coloured, corrugated felt, rather like a walnut shell, encased her head. Her hands were gloved in fawn-coloured cotton, and at her feet was the durable, but scarcely used, brown leather suitcase she had taken on her honeymoon 45 years before. Her eyes scanned the scurrying commuters, while her mouth grew more and more set, the lips thinning to a hairline crack. She was waiting for her son. He was 1 minute late, and his unpunctuality had begun to afford her a glowing satisfaction. She was hardly aware of this pleasure, and, had she been accused of it, would have denied it, just as she would have denied the delight all failure and backsliding in other people brought her. But it was present as an undefined sense of well-being that was to vanish almost as soon as it had been born, and be succeeded on Robert's sudden hasty arrival by her usual ill temper. He was so nearly on time as to make any remarks about his lateness absurd, so she contented herself with offering her leathery cheek to his lips and saying, "There you are, then." "Have you got your ticket?" said Robert Hathel. She hadn't. She knew that money had been tight with him for the 3 years of his second marriage, but that was his fault. Paying her share would only encourage him. "You'd better go and get them," she said, "unless you want us to miss the train." And she held even more tightly to her zipped-up handbag.